everyone, and welcome to Real Estate Right Now, where real estate matters that matter to you. That's what we talk about. We are live from Linda Craft Team Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, part of the Research Triangle Park. And by the way, I just want to say that this is one of those shows that if you've ever wanted to do a write-in show about you've got a question, this is probably the show to do it in. I mean, all of them are. But this is a fact or fiction show. I mean, yes, we're going to talk about the market and other things, but we're really going to talk about what's going on in the market. Because let's be honest, the market right now is a little bit odd and it's a little bit weird. And also, one of the issues with the market right now is, you know, interest rates are up. Are we buying? Are we selling? What are we doing here? What is going on in this market? Well, listen, my guest today is no stranger to the show, much less stranger to the market. His name is Dwayne Reese. He is a seller, listing agent expert, and buyer's expert for Linda Craft Team Realtors. And Dwayne has been with us before. Dwayne, welcome back.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me back.
And this is a fact or fiction show. And so let's just talk about fact or fiction right now. Fact or fiction. The real estate market is about to crash.
That is one of my favorite questions, Jay, because it is one of my most frequently asked questions by friends, family, neighbors, and that is fiction.
Okay,
the market is not about to crash.
Okay, why are you so confident in that?
A lot of factors, Jay. If we start looking back at the fundamentals of the market, not the market just right now, but the fundamentals of the market the last really 24 to 36 months.
Okay.
All right. We have had a number of factors that have been at play. Is the market about to crash? Fiction. Is the market in a slowdown? That's a fact.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That's where the differences start to come into play.
Okay. When we start thinking about market slowdowns, all right, and we're seeing market slowdown. Okay. Fact or fiction? The supply of houses is down.
That's both fact and fiction.
Ooh, okay.
And here's why. It's an absolute fact that supply is down historically, but over the last 3-4 months, supply has actually begun to increase. Let me give you a couple of statistics.
Okay.
If you look historically at the number of units that we typically have on the market nationally, and then you start to look at local markets as well, the housing inventory hit a record low in the last month of last year, December of 2021, through about February, March of 2022. We had record low inventory. Our market right here in the Triangle area of North Carolina, we hovered right around 1,700 homes on the market for about a 3-4 month stretch of time from late 2021 through March of this year. Right now, we have four times that inventory amount. We went from 1,700, 1,800 homes on the market to right now just a shade under 8,000 homes on the market. So supply is up, but historically supply still remains at all-time lows if you look back across the last period of time, all the way back to 1980.
Really? So what typically do we see for homes in the market? I mean, number of homes on the market.
Depending on the market, but nationwide, if you look back across the pandemic, we had about 1.2 million homes on the market in that period of time from March to about October of 2020. We hit a record low. We were 900,000 homes on the market the last month of the year, and right now we're back up to 1.2. So we're seeing that increase in supply, but that's also been accompanied by a slowdown in demand.
Okay, well, that leads me to this question. All right, fact or fiction? Okay, here we go. Right now is a bad time to buy a home.
Fiction.
Okay, why is that?
There's never a bad time to buy a house.
Okay, well, come on now. I mean, that's spoken as a real estate professional's answer.
Here is why I say that. I've been a homeowner across 5-6 different homes across 3 different decades now, and real estate housing has always been the number one way to build wealth in our country, but frankly, worldwide. Because there's a joke, even with interest rates right now hovering right close to 7%, do you know the interest rate on rent? Mm-hmm. It's 100%.
Oh, okay.
100% of your rent payment is going down the drain.
Right.
And so is it fact or fiction, a good time to buy a house? It's absolutely a great time to buy a house still, because it is your number one means of building wealth.
Okay, so then let's do fact or fiction on this one, because I know it's related to that question even more. Fact or fiction, demand is down.
That is fact.
Really?
Demand is down right now. And there are a number of factors at play in that. If you look at what occurred in a period of time from March until about March of this year, for about 24 months, I believe that one of the things that the pandemic did was artificially draw demand forward in not just our local market here, but nationwide. People could afford to buy and sell. People could, they had the flexibility to work pretty much anywhere. I read an interesting article today focused on, of all places, Johnson City, Tennessee. I grew up in Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay.
All right. And Johnson City is about 60 minutes from Asheville. And it highlighted Johnson City, Tennessee as one of the number one places to buy a house right now.
Really?
From affordability standpoint, lifestyle. And one of the things that caught my attention in that article was that Johnson City, Tennessee offered a $2,500 incentive to people who actually relocated to Johnson City, Tennessee, because people could work remote. People could work anywhere. And it was an attractive, affordable place to live. That's just one example of the number of units of homes that got sold. We went from 5.8 million homes sold in 2020, 6.1 in 2021. That's at all-time record highs. And so a lot of that demand that could have been taking place right now, demand that could take place in 2023, that got artificially pulled forward in the market. So because of that, and certainly with rising interest rates, that has reduced the amount of buyer demand because of the affordability issue.
Okay. Fact or fiction. It's harder to get a home loan now than it was before.
That's kind of fiction.
Okay. All right.
That's fiction. And here's why I say that. It's partly fact, because if you look back at the 2007, 2008, 2009 housing crisis, it was really easy to get a loan during that period of time. And lending standards have tightened up since that time.
Okay.
And they're looking, you know, you absolutely have to have a right debt to income ratio.
Sure.
You absolutely have to have good credit score. So from that standpoint, it's tighter, but it doesn't mean that you can't qualify for a loan. It doesn't mean that you can't get into a mortgage.
Okay. All right. So, okay. All right. Fact or fiction, based on that question, it is better for me to get an ARM than it is for me to get a 30-year fixed.
I would say that's fiction, Jay.
Okay.
And here's why. I haven't looked at, I'm in real estate and not in lending.
Right, right.
So I don't follow the rates as closely as a loan officer would.
That's fair.
But the spread right now between adjustable rate mortgages and fixed is not that great.
Okay.
So the impact that has on your buying power, not significant. The reason you asked that question earlier, is it a good time to buy or sell? It's a great time to buy, because even though rates may be higher than they have been at the start of this year, and that certainly does impact buying power, rates aren't going to stay high forever. So whatever rate you lock in today, you're also locking in the purchase price of that house today.
Mm.
Well, the purchase price of that house is going to continue to appreciate. That interest rate eventually is going to come back down.
Okay.
And so rather than try to get an adjustable rate mortgage, lock in that fixed rate mortgage, knowing that you're probably going to refinance somewhere in 18 to 24 months. And that makes your monthly payment much more affordable.
All right.
Affordability comes back down.
Okay. All right. You're a listing agent now. So I'm going to ask a listing agent fact or fiction. Fact or fiction, from a seller's point of view, I should wait to sell my home.
That can be fact or fiction.
Okay.
And here's why.
Okay.
One of the things that's going on in the market right now is that people have locked in rates. So if you were a person that locked in, you were fortunate enough to lock in a home purchase somewhere between, let's say, March of 2020 and maybe July of this year, 2022. And if you locked in at a rent interest rate in the low threes, mid threes, you're kind of locked in right there. Mm-hmm. And so if you're in that situation, unless you've got a job relocation, unless you've got something significant going on in your life, you've kind of locked in the your buying power right there. You've also locked in a floor of where that home price is going to. Reason I said earlier the market is not going to crash is because we got enough people in low interest rate loans. We've got a significant amount of home equity in those loans that's putting a floor on where prices can go. There's not a distressed market right now. The reason we had a crash in 2008, 2009 is you had a lot of sellers that were not, they didn't have the opportunity to buy or sell. They were forced to sell. Foreclosure has a way of doing that.
Right.
We don't have a lot of people facing foreclosure right now.
Oh, you stole my fact or fiction on that. Because I was going to say, fact or fiction, we're going to see an increase in foreclosures.
Fiction.
Okay.
Fiction. Too many people were very well-qualified buyers. And well-qualified for a lot of different reasons. Correct debt-to-income ratio. Strong buying power from the down payment that they're making. So they walked into a home where they've locked in a low interest rate. They've locked in the home equity that has accumulated because of rising appreciation. Our housing market has appreciated so much that's led to equity that exists in those homes. And, you know, people aren't, we don't have widespread joblessness right now. In fact, we have quite a shortage of jobs, right? Of job openings right now. We have surplus.
Right. Right.
And people
right.
can't find employees right now.
Right. Right. I mean, you go into a local restaurant, right? And right. It's, we're having some troubles there, right?
Exactly.
So,
I mean,
so there is jobs available.
Absolutely.
Out there available. All right. Fact or fiction. And this just in, because of the way the market is right now, I probably would be better selling my home and for sale by owner.
Absolute fiction. Absolute fiction.
Okay.
And here's,
because they're going to say, because you know, they're going to say, oh, well, Corey C's going to say that. But why do you say that?
But here's why. When you try to for sale by owner, you are limited to the number of buyers that are actually exposed to your home being on the market.
Mm.
There is only so much that you can do as a seller to attract eyeballs on your home. I see for sale by owner signs all the time. And when I see those, I think somebody is making that decision because they feel like they're actually saving themselves money. But what they're actually doing is limiting the amount of market exposure that they have. There is no better way to get market exposure than absolutely having your home listed in a multiple listing service, marketed by a firm that knows what they're doing, that has is pushing exposure out through a website, through social media, through all manner of communication, mm-hmm. because that in itself fuels competition. And the more competition, the more eyeballs you have on your home, the more opportunity you have for multiple offers, the more opportunity you have for selling at a price higher than what you actually think it might be worth.
Okay. All right. So this leads me to the other side, fact or fiction. All right. Because I know this one this is about fact or fiction. I don't need an agent if I'm buying a new home. I don't need to have my own representation.
That's fiction, because you're going to be representing yourself as a buyer, and that the builder agents that you're going to be communicating with, they're not representing you. They're representing their employer. All right. So they're going to be looking out for the interest of their builder, their employer. Doesn't make them bad people. It just makes their responsibility different. As a buyer's agent, I've actually got a couple closing on a house tomorrow that's new construction. And there are things that I've been able to look out for them through that buying process that they might not see otherwise. I've got a home closing in November. There's things that I'm able to look out for from a building standpoint, from a financing standpoint, that's going to protect and look out for their interest to make sure, A, that home is built correctly, but B, they're getting the delivery of that in a timely manner.
Okay. All right. Now I know you've got a list of things that you want to unpackage here that I haven't, because I know I threw you a bunch of fact and fiction questions that we did not even talk about before the show, but you did them greatly. And they were actually kind of fun. And so I may come up with a few more, but what do you got in front of you here? Because you have a great article that you've pulled some, you've done a bunch of research. So maybe unpack some of this, where we're at in the market and some other things that are going on.
Yeah, Jay, we kind of alluded to some of this, but I came across an article. It's been about 2 weeks ago. It was in Bloomberg News. And it asked and answered that same question, is the market about to crash? And I can't tell you the number of times I've had that question asked of me in the last 2 or 3 months. You know, I'll reach out to people that reach out to us through our website on the home buying process. And I've heard routinely from a number of people, I'm going to wait. I've put my home search on hold because right. I'm waiting for the market to crash. And my response to them is the same as it would be to my friends, to my family. I just helped my daughter relocate to Charlotte. She just bought a home. Right. And I said to her, the market's not going to crash. And the reason is because of what has gone on in the market, really going all the way back to 2020. We have a slowdown in the market right now, but a slowdown does not mean a market crash. And the reason a slowdown doesn't mean a market crash is because of the amount of home equity that exists there and the number of people that have actually locked in great interest rates. Is the market going to impact some people? Yeah, absolutely. A slowdown is going to primarily impact affordability, and affordability is primarily impacting first-time homebuyers right now, and it's primarily impacting those of us that are employed in the industry. So because there's a market slowdown does not necessarily mean a market crash. It means that fewer units are going to get sold, bought and sold, for a lot of reasons. Some sellers are going to decide to stay in place. Some buyers are going to try to wait out the market for interest rates to come down. That's natural human reaction, but it's not going to lead to a market crash.
Okay. All right. What else did you discover in this Bloomberg article?
Well, here, the reason that I allude back to that, there's a great word that that article mentioned. It's a five-letter word, not a four-letter word.
Oh, that's awesome. Good, because we're not a four-letter word show.
We can't be a four-letter word show. Not a four-letter word show. It's a really technical word to describe our current housing market and our housing market of the last 3 years. You ready for it?
Yep.
Weird. W-E-I-R-D.
Okay.
Great article. And the housing market has been weird. And this article said it was going to be weird. It was getting weird. I thought, it's been weird.
Right, right.
For a lot of reasons. I mentioned the demand. So we had demand that artificially spiked as a result of the pandemic and as a result of a lot of things going on. So we had this increased demand. Well, guess what increased demand does? That also leads to decrease in supply.
Right.
Because we had fewer units on. Right. People that were locked in, they didn't want to put their house on the market for a lot of different reasons. So you've got artificial increase in demand, which led to an artificial decrease in supply, which caused the market to get really weird, really heated, really fast.
Right.
And so that spiked, a slew of sales that occurred in 2020, 2021, and the first part of 2023. And then things got really weird in 2022. And here's what happened. Interest rates went from the start of this year at 3% to almost 7%. All of these things are weird. I could give you another word, unprecedented, okay. Because that was the word that the article went on. It said, all right, weird might just be weird. Let's call this all unprecedented. We had unprecedented levels
about,
of demand.
What's about 10, 11 letters or something like that?
It's like five syllables.
Yeah, it's a lot of syllables, right?
And, I was a spelling bee champion in school, so I can spell that and count the syllables. But weird is just, it's a more fun word.
Well, that is an interesting word because it is just a when we think about the profession of real estate. I mean, we don't typically attribute the word weird, but it has been bizarre. It has been something that we've never seen.
Exactly.
We don't have anything to rely on that we've ever seen ever, I don't think.
Right. And that's caused, a lot of uncertainty for people. That's why people are asking those questions. Is it the right time to buy right now? If you're a person that locked in an interest rate that is in that 3-4% range, you're part of about 65% of the overall housing market right now. That group, it's kind of hard to say, okay, yeah, I think I will go sell my house right now because there's the question of where I'm going next. So that part has gotten weird. Credit availability is another factor at play because with that spike in interest rates, if you're that person that your credit score is on the cusp or something, that can impact your ability to get that mortgage. And the amount of home you can afford at a 7% interest rate versus a 3.5% interest rate is a whole different ballgame. So that part got weird as well. We've never seen interest rates rise at the pace that we've seen them rise.
Right. Well, at least not in our lifetime, for not sure.
Yeah.
Now I got to have to do a shout out here because Dave Park, who is watching us on LinkedIn Live, by the way, and you can watch us on LinkedIn Live, YouTube, on the Linda Craft Team channel, and also on several channels on Facebook, and also even on Twitter. So for those people watching, Dave says, great information, professional realtors, clients, protection experts. I think that speaks to what he even understands is that you need to be, if you're going to buy a house, be well protected with a great expert.
Absolutely.
Right. And so Dave, thanks for chiming in out there. We really do appreciate that. All right. So what do we do? I mean, what do we do in this market now? I mean, you know, there's people who are sitting on the sidelines. You've got some people in the market. You got some people really afraid of the market. And yeah, some of those fears are on this, but some of them are on the sidelines because they're first time home buyers. Because, right, fact or fiction, right? First time home buyers are not in the market right now.
That's fact. A lot of them have pulled back, but some of them are not in the market right now because they already bought.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
If you go back to increased demand that we had in 2020, 2021, first part of 2022, it doesn't mean they're locked out of the market. It may mean that they already locked themselves into the market.
Right.
All right. And we do have something, you know, that I call the lock-in effect. If you bought a house in the last 3 years, most people only hold on to their house on average about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Are we seeing that change?
Not a lot. Not a lot.
Really?
No. Will we see that change? Possible. Anything's possible. Some of it will depend on how long interest rates stay up. All right. And it's, I learned early on, stop predicting the next 3 months.
Because the market's weird.
Don't make decisions. The market is weird. You know, I remember 2 weeks to slow the spread, and we didn't sell any houses in 2 weeks to slow the spread. And then the fire hydrant got turned on.
Right.
And so there was a lot of home sales that kind of accelerated at that point. And it really hasn't slowed down until around July this year.
Okay.
We started seeing that pause.
This just in on a fact or fiction question. So I got to ask it because we're coming into the holiday season, right? So here's the holiday season, fact or fiction. Fact or fiction, when it's the holidays, it's a bad time to sell a home.
Fiction.
Okay.
Fact that there is usually seasonal slowdown.
Okay.
But why would you pause on putting your house on the market when everybody else is pausing putting their house on the market? Mm. Why not put your house on the market now rather than wait, because you're competing against fewer sellers that are having that mindset of waiting until the spring. I'd rather have fewer competition, less competition than more.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Right. Because I think some people think that, well, do I really want to deal with this? I mean, the market's slowing down a little bit. Maybe I don't want to deal with, but actually it may put your house in a better position to sell.
Absolutely. And as a seller, you're wanting to get out ahead of that market. If you're a buyer, this period of time, I mentioned earlier the increase in supply. We went from 1,700 homes on the market in our market here to almost 8,000. It's a much better time to buy because there's less people that you're competing with. Mm. Multiple offers have absolutely declined the number of the multiple offers that we've been seeing on properties. It's absolutely essential as a seller that you price your house right. It's absolutely essential as a buyer that you keep an eye on those prices and not let yourself get scared away by interest rates at this time. Because again, I said earlier, you're paying 100% interest when you pay rent.
Right, right.
7% still not, right. not bad interest.
Yeah, I think what we're, you know, we've been so spoiled with low interest rates, you know, for a long time.
Right.
And, you know, I know back in the late 90s, you know, when that's when I got my license. It was in the late 90s. So 1997 was when I got my license. And I think we were right at 7.25%. And we thought it was actually pretty good interest rate then, right? And it just goes to show you how we just got so spoiled with that free money, right?
Oh, yeah.
To do that. So when you look at all the market changes and you... And I know you don't want to, I know we can't predict what's going to happen, but when you look at all this, you know, what are you telling your sellers? What are you telling your buyers right now in the midst of all this? How do you, because, you know, let's say you've had somebody and, you know, they were hoping, man, I just want to clip that edge of the market and still get the best, you know, when there was the multiple offers. How do you keep them in the game?
That's a great question, Jay. Let's speak first to sellers. One of the things I've been stressing with sellers in the last, I would say, 2 months or so, I go out on listing appointments, listing meetings. I've been stressing to them the importance of absolutely making sure we're pricing correctly in the current market that we're operating in, not the market that we were operating in the first part of this year. Mm. It's absolutely essential because in earlier this year, we would only look backwards at comparable reports going back maybe 90 days because anything beyond that wasn't really relevant. Well, right now, I'm going back and looking back at comparable properties all the way to the start of this year. And then I'm comparing that to current market competition. Because if we've got a house that sold for, say, $425 earlier this year, but it had 8 offers on it versus the amount of inventory that we have right now, that home's absolutely got to be priced correctly. So it may be $425 is still the price, but if you're competing against 4 other homes that are priced in that same range, you got to be looking at what you're competing with. We didn't even have to look at competition earlier in this year because every home sold as soon as it went on the market. If it's a buyer that I'm talking with, it's the same conversation, but it's looking at it from a different perspective. How does this home meet your current lifestyle needs? Irrelevant of interest rates or what you think the market's going to do next, you need a place to live. And look at this home not as just an investment, but look at it how it's meeting your lifestyle needs right now. If it's the home that meets your lifestyle needs, lock in the purchase price right now and don't let the interest rate scare you, because the interest rate is going to be what it is right now. You're going to refinance that interest rate and the affordability of that house. You're going to lock in the affordability of it right now. Not trying to worry about what the crystal ball is looking like 6 months from now, 12 months from now. None of us know. We can't see that far ahead.
Okay. All right. So here's, this is the last fact or fiction.
Okay.
Fact or fiction. You had a great time on this show.
I had a great time. That's a fact. Great time. Always good to be with you.
Okay. So listen, this has been great information. And so tell people how, because you know what you gave, as Dave said, this is great information. So how can people get a hold of you specifically? They got questions, whether it's selling or buying, how do they get a hold of you?
I'm a phone call away always, Jade. Okay. 919-623-3731 or email Dwayne R. at LindaCraft.com.
Repeat the phone number one more time.
919-623-3731.
Okay, great. And it's Dwayne R.
At
LindaCraft.com. Dwayne, this has been great. We did it, and yeah. And we didn't know what was going to happen, but actually turned out to be a pretty good show. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. You know what? I'll tell you what, you had a lot of choices. You chose us. Thank you for doing that. As I say to you everywhere, all over the world, ciao, everybody.